CD 2.
Apple Computer was the big success story of the computer industry in the 1970s. It took a product that was ugly, unfriendly, and difficult to use and turned it into something that could be found beside televisions and radios in ordinary US homes. But this was never the intention of Steve Wozniak, who designed the first Apple computer. Computers were his hobby. Just like Bill Gates and Paul Allen, Steve fell in love with computers at school. When he was 13, he won a science competition by building a machine that was like a computer which could add and subtract. He also spent as much time as he could with real computers. He lived in Silicon Valley, California, the home of America's best technology companies. The engineers at these firms often allowed the teenage Wozniak to use their computers after work. Steve, usually called Woz, read computer books in the way that other children watch television. Every time a new machine was announced, he asked the company for the book that described it. Often the companies gave the book to him. He spent hours in class writing programs for machines he could never even touch. He was always inventing new programming tricks, clever ways to fit more and more instructions into a few lines of a program. He liked his programs to be as small and powerful as possible. Woz went to work for the Hewlett-Packard Computer Company, where he was very happy for a while. He also did some work for the video game company Atari, where his school friend Steve Jobs also worked. One evening, Woz was able to feed himself and a friend on free pizzas. He won them with high scores on a video game that he had designed himself. When the Altair appeared, Woz was just as excited as Bill Gates and Paul Allen. Although the Altair was much less powerful than the computers he worked with at Hewlett-Packard, he realized that this was the way to build his own computer. Woz had always carried around designs for computers in his head. But when he saw the Altair, he realized that his own personal computer did not need to be a big, expensive machine. The Altair proved that a real computer could be made from cheap, simple parts. Woz joined the Homebrew Computer Club. People met there to discuss the Altair and to show each other their programs and their designs for new machines. Woz made many friends at Homebrew. The atmosphere was enthusiastic and helpful. When Woz said that his bosses at Hewlett-Packard would not give him any chips, one of his friends brought a box of parts for him to the next Homebrew meeting. Woz began to design his own computer. He took many ideas from the Homebrew Club. All of the members of the club were very generous with information. Woz gradually built his computer, including all of the features that he learned about at the meetings. But the design was special. Where other people used two chips, Woz used just one. Every part of his design was as efficient as possible. "All the time I try to do designs that use fewer parts than anyone else," says Woz today. "That's my puzzle. I always think, how can I do this faster or smaller or more cleverly? If a good answer to a problem uses six instructions, I try to do it using five or three or two. I do tricky things that aren't normal. Every problem has a better solution when you start thinking of it differently." In the end, Woz had a computer that was as powerful as an Altair but used fewer parts. His friend Steve Jobs was very excited about it. Jobs was not as good an engineer as Woz, almost no one was, but he was a brilliant communicator. He was always full of energy and ideas. He decided that Woz's machine was going to change the world. Steve Jobs thought that he and Woz should start a business to sell the machine. At first, Woz was not interested. The computer was a hobby, not work to him. But Steve Jobs would not give up, and eventually Woz agreed. He sold his calculator, and Steve Jobs sold his Volkswagen bus. They used the money to start Apple Computer. Jobs chose this name because he had once had a job picking apples. The company's first factory was Steve Jobs's parents' garage.